Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
I hope you're well. It's 46 outside. First hour of Galesburg Live. My friend Dave Schoenfelder, he's been on with me before. He's back again. He's from Monmouth, originally from Wisconsin.
Yep.
Grew up there. His father taught him a lot about the outdoors. Put that love in his heart. He learned more about it in Army Airborne, U.S. Intelligence, and with his Christmas tree farm 1 mile west of Farm King around Thanksgiving. Those might be a ripe and ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanksgiving weekend, you know, that really starts the season for us. Yeah.
And Dave cooks Fields Barbecue and Catering, which we'll talk about in just a little bit, but also makes music. And with the outdoors and the music combined, I don't know, he was doing some shows a couple years back. He was on, went and tried out for The Voice or America's Got Talent. America's Got Talent or both? Both those.
I did both, but yeah, America's Got Talent was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The producers, TV crew stopped cold when I sang a cappella Mama's Chicken. They just loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. His love of the outdoors and his music kind of combined with some humor, sometimes dark and wild fantasies of monsters that may or may not exist out in the woods. Dave's music always has some humor. And Dave, you're writing something now. What do you got right there in front of you?
Well, you know, I was just having fun, and I was thinking of this guy in the Army. He had this big belly, and I'll never forget that image he left in my mind, and his name was not Mike. So, but
okay.
He could stand there, and he'd sip his coffee, and he would put his coffee cup on his top of his beer belly.
Come on.
And that's our, he did. He actually did. He'd stand around, he'd walk around, and his coffee cup would be on top of his beer belly.
Some guys do have amazing bellies where they're almost, it's like a shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a show. That started me thinking. So I wrote this. I'll just give you a little sample of it. I hope you do it.
All right.
So I haven't done the full writing of it, but here's a sample of the lyrics. And folks, I hope you enjoy this.
This is Beer Belly Mike.
We just want to have fun. So I wrote it this way. I can see the darkness. I can see the light. I can't see you sleeping with Beer Belly Mike. I can change my ways. I can change today. I can't change your sleeping with Beer Belly Mike. Doorbell's ringing. Old order's a pizza man. Pizza in a belly. Beer in his hand. Beer Belly Mike is a Beer Belly man. He's a snacker. He's a slacker. He's Beer Belly Mike. A couch potato, a TV man. Beer Belly Mike is a Beer Belly man. Well, folks, I hope you enjoy
Inspired by a friend in the Army back in the day.
Yeah, I've been quite a while.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget when the gentleman was running, he fell down, and they called me. Why me? I don't know. They called me out to go help him. So I ran out of the formation and run back to help this guy. But when he fell, his belly hit the ground, and his head did that bobble thing.
Oh, gee.
And never hit the surface because his stomach was so big. But
kept him buoyant.
Yeah.
21bullets.com. You can see his, hear his music, see some of his books and his DVDs. And when your love of the outdoors was already there, mm-hmm. Did the poetry come first or the music come first, Dave?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I was in Alaska, and I heard at the Malamute Saloon, I heard Don Pearson reciting the shooting of Dan McGee and the cremation of Sam McGee. Shooting of Dan McGrew, Bessie's Boyle, Spell of the Yukon, and I was spellbound, and I learned those, and I did them in schools, and so
it was
that,
in a bar. You heard a poet.
Yeah, one of the greatest bars in the world, the Malamute Saloon in Esther City, Alaska, and based upon Robert Service's poetry. So then I started writing my own. I recited that at my daughter's school, and then teachers, everybody loved it. So then I started writing my own poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did win an award on some of the poetry. And then, but anyway, regardless of all that, the poetry, I thought I knew how to write a song. So I was walking through my woods and I had this idea, kind of came up with a song. And I said, you know, I don't know how to write a song. So I went down and took 20 songwriting sessions with the pros in Asheville.
You did. And that's where you cut your records down there.
I met the right people and I started recording down there. And but so the songwriting came from the poetry, and from the poetry and the songwriting came the book writing.
Yeah, and so
the books
are stories of outdoors. Some of it's survival stuff. Some of it are just great wild stories.
Yeah, yeah. And I just wrote Putos, Alaska. Excuse me. I didn't want to be Putin because I served on presidential duty one time in my life, and I didn't want Putin coming after me. So I wrote it as Putos, Alaska, the invasion of Alaska by Russia and China, and because I flew those missions trying to catch the Soviet subs coming up the Yukon River in the early 70s or late 70s, and that started my thinking about writing the invasion of Alaska. the government knew that subs were coming up our Yukon River, and they sent us out to try to catch them.
A lot of your music and your poetry, it goes back to your time in the in the Army and even growing up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think if you have a great, diverse, wonderful experiences in life, it leads you to being very, very creative. And that's what they say out in Nashville. You're so unique and creative. They say that all the time. So your frame of reference that you develop from all that experience that you get through the service, through the great outdoors and everything, that kind of led me into poetry.
Yeah.
You hear it in my songs and stuff.
And of course, you came up with the idea to go record the music, and you said you were outdoors. You were walking through the woods. I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you've cut four or five down there in Nashville, and you said you're about to go back down.
28 songs. You know, I just wrote, I wrote a country double two. You know, called Smokin'. You ever hear that song, Smokin'?
Uh-uh.
You want to hear just a sample?
Sure.
Folks, this is a country double two song. It's called Smokin' without the music, so I hope you enjoy it. Slow smoking, smoking hot, smoking ribs around the clock. These ribs are smoking hot. One, two, three, four. Slow smoking, smoking hot, smoking cigars, studying the stars. These cigars are smoking hot. One, two, four. Ladies arrive, perfume in the air, short skirts, windblown hair, blackberry wine made for Al Capone. Ladies can't leave it alone. Slow smoking, smoking hot. These ladies are smoking hot. Smoking, it's a country double two. They actually danced it in Dallas, Texas.
The Smoking Double Two.
Yeah, Smoking, it's a country double two.
Yeah.
So I wrote that double two. I wrote a waltz. I wrote a tango. I wrote a blues swing song, dance song.
Haven't been turned into, are they on an album yet?
I did the waltz.
Yeah.
And Blindly We Waltz, and I did Smokin'. I haven't recorded the tango in the blues song yet.
Well, speaking of the Smokin' and the barbecue, that's another part of Dave's life, which he does, which he did this week. We'll talk more about Fields Barbecue and Catering, and I can't wait to taste the jambalaya a little bit later. What's the key to great jambalaya? Dave's going to tell us, and his secret to his chili, too. I bet he won't spill those beans. Coming up next on Galesburg Live, 7:54, 46 as you step outside. We're going to get to a high of 61 today, maybe some showers.